travel full-time. We're van dwellers. You know what a van dweller is?
Sure do.
We have a camper van. We travel all the country.
I have a friend of mine that does what you're doing.
Okay. And so I'm a Bible teacher and a preacher, and I go out in the world, and we hold gospel signs. We go to events. We'll go outside religious places. And what we like to remind people is that the world is awash in sin. Most people would agree with that. And it's headed, this is Satan's world, and it's headed down the drain. And then many people, though, here's the problem. This is where we're very different. Many people will run to man-made religion, Sunday church system, whether it's Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran. And also, when you test that, what you find is Satan is very deceptive. If you're an atheist and you love the things of the world, he's got you covered there. Go to drugs, go to porn, go to whatever. If you're spiritual or religious, he got you covered there, too. Come be a Roman Catholic, which is, it's not a biblical religion, it's a man-made religion. Come become a Lutheran. There's some Amish guys walking around your store here. I just witnessed to them. I said, when we repented and came out of the world and we were born again, we looked at the Anabaptists because they have more things right. They separate from the culture. They still are following a whole bunch of man-made traditions. So we don't belong to any organized religious body. Christ did not come to start an organized religious body. What Christ came to start was his body. And back in the first century, he came, showed us the kingdom of God, shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins, rose again to defeat death. You're an older man. I'm an older man. Death's coming for us. He defeated it for us. That's the glorious good news. But we don't get it by just believing, which is what most people do today. We get it by believing on him by faith, turning and repenting. Like if you're married or ever been married, when you choose a wife, you're devoted to her. You forsake everyone else. Who would want a partner that says, well, I'm still going to go with everybody else and have you? Isn't that what people do with religion?
Oh, yeah.
People choose God. They love him on Sunday, and then they.
In my life, when I was like that.
And they go with everyone else. So we just call people, and that's what my website teaches on. We call people to test everything to the Word of God. And when you test everything, like, okay, Christmas just went by. Oh, joyous, wonderful. It's not of God. It was not a God-ordained holiday. Easter.
They don't even know the date.
Yeah, Easter is not a God-ordained holiday. So I was just sharing with a sister, one of the sisters that we're united to, and I said, if we want to be in the kingdom of God, we must follow the kingdom rules that God set up. If you want to be an American, you better follow the American laws or they're going to throw you in jail or throw you out. And so we just ask people to test the scriptures. Don't listen to the pastor in the pulpit. He wants your money. He wants control. He's practicing traditions. You're going to be judged by the Word of God. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God.
How do you get the word out without some sort of assembly where people go, you know, and somebody gets up and supposedly tells them what they should do.
Yeah. What's the biblical assembly though, Robert? The biblical assembly is only true saints. So here's the thing. In Acts 2, when the body of Christ was born, it's very clear. You know what the Bible says? It says God added to the body. So let's say you and I say we're brothers. Let's say we are. We're going to go evangelize. What we should do is we start to go evangelize. We don't go to start a church. See, there's the problem. If we go to start a church, what are we going to do? How can we attract people? We need coffee. We need cookies. We need stuff for kids. We need movies. We need a fun, cool pastor.
We need a building.
You need a building. No. What we do is we go and preach the gospel. And then God adds to the body. And so if you and I go preach and someone down the street says, hey, I want to repent and follow Christ too. Now they repent. Now they become. Now we have a home fellowship where we all gather and meet. We don't need a building. We don't need to hire a pastor. We become a family, mm-hmm. and then we continue to go out and preach, and God adds to the body as he sees fit. So man has a total wrong idea. They think in order to serve God, you got to start a church. No, God adds to the church. You and I, if we're brothers, preach the gospel. Does that make sense?
Very.
And so this man-made religion has become very man-centered. What do people want? What do people like? We got to give them what they want, and whatever you give them, you got to keep giving them to keep them coming back. Music, lights, you know, good parking lot, comfortable seats. When you're serving Christ, you don't need any of that because we can do it in your home. We can do it in my home. And we live and follow after Jesus Christ with all that we are. And so it's a very different mindset. Everybody, humans are like sheep, aren't they? And it's good to be a sheep of God. Here's the thing.
Lemmings might be an even better one.
When you're a sheep of God, who do you follow? God. The problem in America, people are sheep of denominationalism. And who are they following? Men. And people are sheep, and they follow people, and they think they're safe in numbers.
You're closer to what I believe than anybody I've ever talked to in my life.
Well,
my sister was a Roman Catholic nun. was. She's deceased.
Oh.
But I'm 75, and in my 75 years, you've made more sense to me than 99% of the people.
Well, you know what? Let me boast, and I'm going to boast in Christ, because I got nothing without His truth. All I've been preaching to you is just what His Word says and just what the Spirit has shown me. And it, do you go on the internet?
Not much.
Okay. Well, you can call me. I'd be happy to Bible study with you. We're right in this area. I'd be happy to encourage you. Or if you ever do go to on the internet, I've got thousands of articles. Here's another thing where we're different. Guess what, Robert? We don't want your money. We don't take people's money. We don't need people's money. This is another thing. They've turned God, serving God, into a business.
No, no question.
Yeah, and this is Jesus
hated. The Catholic Church is the biggest independent business on the earth.
Jesus hated, that's a hireling. These men that become pastors, it's not a calling. You know what it is? It's a career.
Oh, yeah.
And then they leave this job. You're a pastor in a little church. You go and interview because a bigger church is going to pay you more money, and you go over there, and I think I can be more successful. We're to serve Christ. They don't care if you're serving two people or 100 people. We're serving Christ biblically and in truth. So that's what we just teach people. And so if you know, it's like counterfeit money. If you know what the real $20 bill looks like, no one will ever slip you a yellow $20 bill. You're going to go, nope, false. So when you know what God's body and His Word and the gospel looks like, it's on my card. Faith in His shed blood, His death, burial, and resurrection. Repent. Be willing to repent and turn from the world, turn from your sin, turn from man-made religion. You're going to lose most of your friends and family when you follow Jesus biblically, because most of the people love their flesh and the world. When you do repent, you're born again. I used to be a drunk. We were both drunks, worldly partiers. We're born again by God's Spirit, and God says, I'll give you a new heart and a new mind. He'll change you, change how we talk, how we live, how we dress, what we seek after. I used to seek for the things of the world. I retired early to go and meet people like you. And then the Bible says you must endure in that faith, like a marriage. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. You have to endure every day in your marriage. The gospel today for many people is, Robert, raise your hand, say a prayer. Congratulations, you're going to heaven no matter what. It's like a marriage. It's a covenant. We have a covenant. It is only good as long as both of us keep our end. If she runs off with another man, do I have a covenant anymore? It's broken. Our covenant with God is He did His part. He shed His blood. He rose again. He will continue to draw you, compel you, teach you, train you, encourage you. You have to do your part. And your part is to read the Word, obey it, and seek the kingdom of God with all that you are. You had a question?
Yes. Never in my life have I studied the Bible. Mm-hmm. Never. I've looked at it a few times, like in hotel rooms, and I've looked at prayer books from time to time. And I know there's more there than I've ever extracted. Mm-hmm. A lot more.
There is.
And it bothers me that I haven't done that.
Yes. Now's the time. It's not too late. And I'm here to help you. Give me a call. I'll Bible study with you on the phone. I'll answer your questions in God's Word. I'll encourage you in God's Word. Give you hope. Your life's coming to an end, so is mine. I'm almost 60.
I'm 75.
I think you're 75. I hope I'm doing as well as you at 75, but I think about that. I look back 20 years, Robert, and I think, wow, it went by in a heartbeat. I look forward 20 years, I'm going to be 80 in 20 years. That's a realization. It's like this life is fleeting. The Bible says in the book of James, you're a vapor. You're here for a little while, poof, you're gone. My father lived to be 85. My father was not a man of God. I didn't come from a Christian upbringing. My father spent his whole life working on things, building houses, doing this, doing that. And he died. My wife and I took care of him. He died in our living room. And it hit me one day. Everything my dad labored for in his life, it's all gone. People have torn it down and built new houses. It's all a waste. And there's nothing sinful about building houses, but what we really should labor for is the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, put your treasure there where no moths don't steal it, no, the rust doesn't get it, the thieves won't get it. Put your treasure in the kingdom of God. And if you read the Bible says this, draw near to God, He'll draw near to you. So you're here, God's way over here. You draw near to God. God doesn't expect you to come all the way. God says, I have a seeker. He's willing. God will begin to draw near to you. Maybe that's why we met today, to encourage you.
You know, I've tried that.
That's my challenge to you. Who is Jesus Christ? And you have to answer that. If He's a liar and a lunatic, I'm wasting my life.
Yeah,
you're good to go. Okay.
I know better than that.
If He's Lord, if you know He's Lord, then you have to live by His Word. And His Word says, repent, seek the kingdom of God, be willing to forsake everything. You may not lose everything, but you are willing to forsake everything, and then ask God to give you a new heart and a new mind. And when he does, what happens is, the Bible says the word of God is alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. What that means is, it means people in the world that aren't seeking God, they read the Bible and they go, yeah, so what? I read it one time. It's like a book. When it's alive and the Spirit is in you, when you read a verse today, you might read that same verse 6 months from now. You know what happens? Something that happened to you. Maybe you might pick up the Bible now and read it, and because of our talk, God might start showing you something else, and you might go, I never saw that before. And God begins to work in you. And if you will seek after his kingdom, Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So you set your heart on seeking the kingdom of God, and he's going to add everything else to you. And he brought you two workers to help you and encourage you. Give me a call sometime, man. Anytime.
I'll do that.
We love you.
Thanks.
Have a joyous day, sir. Thank you for the drill, too. I really